ends up being 520,000 Amex points from a single card, which is about as good as it gets. 500,000 Amex points in 3 months. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 63 of The Daily Churn. Today's episode is going to be a recap of all of the things that I churned in April. April was a pretty good month, I think. It wasn't as busy churning-wise as some of the other months. I ended up going up the north coast of California with my wife. It was our 10-year anniversary, so we rented a car with National, of course, and rented an Airbnb, and that was all pretty nice and good, except I ended up getting a cold from that, which now that I'm thinking about it, it probably wasn't a cold. I think it might have been RSV because I still have a cough like 3-4 weeks later. So getting better though, but it's, you know, always a good time to do churning when you're stuck on the couch anyway, feeling kind of sick. And so, yeah, we'll be covering all kinds of stuff today. Let's see, credit cards is going to be the big one. Not so much on the bank side. It was a little slow bank bonus wise, but a lot of credit cards, meal kits, of course, cell phones, and a whole bunch of discounts and freebies. So all kinds of good stuff. But I did want to kind of start this episode a little differently and shout out a couple podcasts that I've been listening to this month that were quite interesting and pretty relevant, I think, to people listening to this show. The first one was that Chris over at All the Hacks did an interview with Greg from frequentmiler.com. And Greg has a blog and a podcast as well. But the topic they were going into was how to book award flights, like the best tools for finding and searching award flights, which, you know, I did a similar-ish episode previously, but they covered way more tools than I did. And also did a follow-up episode of the best tools for booking hotel awards, which was something that had been on my mind as well to maybe do an episode on in the future, but I think they've knocked it out of the park and, you know, covered all the tools out there that are pretty relevant. So definitely recommend listening to either or both of those. I'll link to those in the show notes. And there's actually a new tool that I've been playing around with, less a tool, more like an alert thing. So Thrifty Traveler, which I heard about from Candace over on the Discord. Got a lot of positive comments, actually. A lot of people on the Discord love Thrifty Traveler. But what it is it's a blog, but there's also a premium service where you get email alerts, like deal alerts, for travel deals, primarily flight deals. Like, hey, between March and June, they're discounting business class tickets from Australia to Europe, or, you know, you can input the airport that you care about and you'll get deal notifications. And I've been getting like a few deal alerts for flights, like really cheap flight award bookings every day. So they actually are quite active in their deal postings. And quite a few people I've seen have booked pretty aspirational flights like Q Suites and Singapore Airlines or ANA through these deal alerts. So yeah, I thought I'd mention it here because I haven't really seen a whole lot of chatter about it, even though it's pretty awesome. And I think premium is $99 for a year, or I think you can save $20 if you use my referral, so $79 a year. Pretty good deal for a year's worth of deal alerts. So definitely worth checking out. The other podcast episode that I wanted to call out was that Churning Life did an episode where he interviewed Logan from Aligned Incentives. So Churning Life, if you haven't heard of that podcast before, is a podcast similar to this. He recaps his monthly churning activities, but with more of a focus on MS, because that's the main thing that generates his monthly income. And so he interviewed the founder, one of the founders of Aligned Incentives, which is a buying group for gift cards. So if you recall, I did an episode on buying groups. I think that's episode 51. And that episode is primarily centered around physical reselling, you know, buying physical goods and shipping them over to a buying group like Buy For Me Retail. And that's how you can generate spend. And that kind of activity is primarily what Churning Life does. And that's what he recaps each month. But Aligned Incentives is that, but for gift cards. So instead of buying physical Xboxes or Amazon Echoes, you know, you're actually just sending them gift cards. And the advantage of that is that gift cards are primarily electronic, so you don't have to even do any real physical shipping, and there's no real like inventory limits. And so it's a really great interview and really great episode because they really dive into how the whole gift card reselling business works, like how Aligned Incentives was even founded, how do they like transact between buyers and the marketplaces they sell to, what are the margins. They get into all kinds of really, really interesting stuff. So definitely recommend checking that episode, particularly because it's really relevant right now with the Pepper app, which you may recall from the April recap, and we'll talk a little bit more about today, where, you know, Pepper, you're able to buy these gift cards now at a 10% discount, and that's really flooded the gift card market. And the other source of like gift cards is Kroger fuel points. And I did an episode on Kroger fuel points as well, but, you know, Aligned Incentives buys both Kroger gift cards as well as fuel points, Kroger fuel points. And that's also relevant because Kroger is running another 4x fuel points promo until I think May 14th on their gift cards, third party and Visa, MasterCard gift cards. So, you know, if you've been struggling to like figure out how do you generate enough spend to meet all of your credit card bonuses, definitely worth giving the Churning Life episode a listen. And I'll have that linked in the show notes as well. But for now, let's get back into the April monthly recap. And just a reminder that everything we talk about today in the recap, you can find on the live churn tracker that I have at the website at thedailychurnpodcast.com. It shows everything that I'm churning in real time, so you don't have to wait until one of these recaps. Or if you just want to follow along, you know, there's notes and data points on there as well that I put in. There's also a free newsletter, a private Discord community, all kinds of stuff. So definitely check it out if you haven't yet. But let's get back into the recap, starting with credit cards. I went on a bit of a credit card opening spree in April, which you may have noticed from the churning tracker, where I opened 6 US bank credit cards, I think. Only a couple of them got approved, but the reason I opened so many was that US Bank currently has increased bonus offers on all of their business cards. So the US Bank Business Leverage, Business Connect, Business Triple Cash, and I think even the Business Altitude Power has an increased one. But the reason to open multiple is that US Bank will combine your hard pulls, the inquiries to the credit agencies, they'll combine all of those into one single hard pull if it's all done in the same day. So there's no reason not to just try and open like all 4 of them instead of just opening one of them, because it's ultimately going to have the same impact on your credit report. And remember, business credit cards don't show on your credit report, so there's no impact in that sense. It's the impact of these inquiries hitting your credit report. But if they combine all the inquiries into just one inquiry, then you may as well just try and open all of them and see which ones you get approved for. So that's what I did. I tried to open the Leverage Connect and Triple Cash for myself and then did the same for P2. I think the bonuses right now are like $900 on the Leverage for spending $7,500. And Triple Cash is $600 for spending $4,500, and the Connect is 75,000 points for spending $6,000. So I did all 3 for myself, all 3 for P2. None of mine were auto-approved. I need to call Recon at some point, you know, this week or next week. I've just been putting it off. But P2 had 2 of them auto-approved, the Leverage and I think the Connect. So it's worth just seeing. Most likely you might get 1 or 2, or all 3 of them might go into pending and all 3 might get approved. You never know. If you're going to try for one, try for all of them. And the only reason I didn't do 4 was I thought this was a trifecta thing. You can do a trifecta apparama on like one day. And then someone on Discord, I think Jeff, he was like, you can actually try for 4 of them. It's a quadfecta, where you could do the altitude power as well. So that's the only reason I didn't do 4, was I just didn't know about it. But since you do know about it, if you're going to try for one, try for 4. I also opened a Amex Business Gold for myself, the offer being 150,000 points for $10,000 of spend. It's pretty easy to pull that 150,000 point offer these days. If you're not seeing it immediately, I would just try Googling Amex Business Platinum and then clicking either the sponsored result or the first result, and you'll get the Business Platinum page. And if you see that offer is like 190,000 or 250,000, just navigate to other cards from that page and click the business one, the business gold. And chances are you'll see that it's 150,000 points for that business gold as well. It should be pretty easy to pull up 150,000 points. And that's a pretty good offer for the business gold just in and of itself. But Amex is also running the 10x dining referral offer right now on pretty much every card. So if you refer someone to an Amex card, you get an additional 10 points per dollar on up to $25,000 of dining spend over 3 months. And that's a great one to stack with the business gold, because the business gold earns 4 points per dollar on your top two categories. So if one of your top categories is dining, you're effectively earning 14 points per dollar. That's like, you know, at minimum, like a 14% rebate on all of your dining spend, which is an amazing deal. So I opened the business gold and then referred my P2 to the Lowe's business card just so that I could trigger that 10x dining offer on my card. So for P2, that Lowe's card is just basically a burner card. You know, it's there just to trigger this 10x dining offer. So it doesn't really matter what card you have the other person open, but Lowe's is a nice one because you don't really care about the Lowe's card. It's a zero annual fee. You know, it doesn't matter if you can't get approved for one of those again in the future, because it's essentially a useless card. But that means on my end, I'd be getting the 150,000 from doing the sign-up bonus for the Amex Gold, plus 20,000 points just for referring P2, and that's on top of the 10x on dining. And if you're able to max out $25,000 of dining in 3 months, I mean, you can kind of just do the math, right? $25,000 of dining times 10 points plus the extra 4 points, because it's a bonus category, adds up to 350,000 extra points from dining on top of the 170,000 points that you got for signing up plus referring someone, ends up being 520,000 Amex points from a single card, which is about as good as it gets, 500,000 Amex points in 3 months. And I actually last month had P2 refer me to a Lowe's business card, because she already had the business gold card and I just wanted to trigger her 10x offer as well. And so she referred me to the Lowe's business card and I opened the Lowe's business card. So technically I opened two Lowe's business cards end of April, early May. And we both have the 10x on dining now. We both have the business gold. So it's a pretty lucrative offer. Definitely worth looking into if you've been thinking, like, what card can I get that's like not in the Chase ecosystem? Amex is always a great one for that, to kind of diversify your points portfolio a little bit. And on the topic of dining, Chase actually is also running a dining promo too. So on the Freedom cards, the ones that have the quarterly bonus categories where you earn 5x points, bonus points on specific categories, for Q2, it's dining. And the interesting thing is it stacks with the 2x that the Chase Freedoms already earn on dining. So it ends up being 7x on dining for Q2, up to $1,500 of dining spend per Freedom card. And we have, like, because we tend to downgrade our cards to the Freedom, so it stays on our credit report and it builds up the length of credit history. So we've just been accumulating Freedom cards for a while now. And I think we have 7 or 8, maybe 9 of these Freedom cards. So if you do the math on that, that's $10,000, $15,000 of dining spend earning 7x. It's not as good as the Amex Business Gold earning 14x, but 7x is still pretty good. And if you can max out dining, you may as well try and max out these Freedom bonuses as well. Then in terms of bonuses that actually posted and not just openings, I had the Ink Premier bonus finally post. That was 100,000 Ink Premier points for $10,000 of spend. And if you recall, that card is the one that earns 2.5% cash back on purchases that are over $5,000. If it's under $5,000, it earns 2%, which is decent, but 2.5% on things over $5,000. So it's a nice card to have if you have some big purchases coming up. And one thing to note too, though, with the points with the Ink Premier that I forgot to mention before, is that the Ink Premier points, unlike every other Chase point in the Chase ecosystem, the Ink Premier can only be redeemed for cashback. You can't transfer it to travel partners, except during, like, there was a period of like a month or a week or so earlier this year, there was a bug where you could transfer Ink Premier points out of the Ink Premier to the other cards, which then you could redeem it for travel purchases. And people were like, is that intentional? Is that how they're going to just do it in the future? Because that would be sweet. And they turned that off. So I guess it was just a bug. So it's only good for cashback or, you know, if you want to wait for one of those Chase pay yourself back categories where Chase will give you like a 25% bump in the cashback rate, then you can get a little bit more value out of them. I think right now they change it up every quarter or 6 months. Right now it's charities. So charities, not the most appealing pay yourself back category, I think, for churners. But sometimes it's like something better like groceries or something or gas. But I ended up getting 100,000 points from the sign-up bonus plus had to spend $10,000. And I was able to spend that $10,000 on purchases that were over $5,000. So I was able to get the full 2.5% cash back on that $10,000 of spend, which meant it was another 25,000 points. So ended up getting 125,000 Ink Premier points, which converted directly to cash is $1,250 from that one card. I also got a couple referrals. One of them was a Hyatt business card referral for 5,000 points, which I'm still like kind of confused why that referral bonus is so low. Like 5,000 points. Chase is giving 40,000 points to refer to one of their Ink cards, but only 5,000 points to refer to a Hyatt business card. But, you know, I will take the free 5,000 points any day. So if that was you who used it, thank you very much. And I also got a Capital One referral, the Business Venture X referral from Dan S over on Discord. And that one is 25,000 points, which is worth $250 if you redeem it for travel, which is what I typically do with my Capital One points. So adding all of that together, it was the $1,250 from Chase, $250 from the Capital One referral, and 5,000 Hyatt points for a total of $1,500 plus 5,000 Hyatt points in April for credit cards. Moving on to brokerages, that was really the big winner in April for the same reason it was the big winner in March, which is thank you, Mr. Robinhood, for providing us with the 3% retirement account transfer match, which ended, I think, end of April, so April 30th. So as long as you initiated it before April 30th, there's been a lot of data points and confirmations that you should be good, even if the transfer happens after April 30th. And so in April, we were able to squeeze out a few more retirement account transfers. I mean, basically, we just like went in and found all the random little retirement accounts that we had laying around at different brokerages, and we've just transferred everything under the sun to Robinhood for the 3% bonus because it is just that good, despite Robinhood being Robinhood. And so tallying that up for April, it was like $6,000 from a Roth IRA my wife had, another like 200 from one I had, another 50 from another. So I think it was $7,195 total in April from the Robinhood 3% match. And I just saw in the Robinhood app that they've ended that match, but now have brought back the 1% brokerage match. That was one that I had done, I think, in January or February, but they've now brought it back again, where you get a 1% match for transferring any brokerage account over, including, I think, retirement accounts. So not as good of a deal for retirement accounts, since that's dropped from 3% to 1%, but now your regular taxable brokerage accounts will receive 1%. And that is a really good bonus, because if you transfer over $50,000, that's $500 as a bonus. Transfer over $100,000, that's $1,000 as a bonus. And that is higher than pretty much what any other brokerage is offering. Sometimes you'll see like E-Trade is offering a thing, or Morgan Stanley or Merrill is offering a bonus, but 1% is still higher than any of these other bonuses. And definitely worth doing if you don't mind locking up your brokerage funds for 2 years. So that's the holding period for them to not claw back your bonus. Next up, we have banks. Pretty slow month for me for banks. I'm not sure if there just was like less bank bonuses being posted, or I've just been so focused on, you know, doing the other churns that are making me a lot more money than bank bonuses, you know, just opening a lot of credit cards. But there was one thing I did want to mention with banks that I discovered in April. So Wells Fargo, you can now close your checking accounts online. You don't have to call or talk to anyone, because I have two or three Wells Fargo accounts. So does my wife. And, you know, we hate Wells Fargo with a passion. We only churn them for the bonuses. Like I would pick Robinhood over Wells Fargo any day. So I've been like trying to get these accounts closed so that we can churn them again. And also I just don't like holding these Wells Fargo accounts because they're just so they're such a terrible bank. But anyhow, I closed mine over the phone and I've been like cajoling P2 into trying to close her accounts because if you have a P2, you know, phone calls to banks is very low on the list of things they want to spend their evenings or weekends on. So I finally got her to call Wells Fargo and then the agent was like, you know, you can just do this online, right? And she was so excited to show me. So what you do is you log in and you click accounts and then you click close account. That's it. It's literally on the main page of click accounts, click the nav for close accounts. And yeah, I was able to then close all three of her accounts completely online. And I think that is probably just the biggest win for P2s everywhere this year, that you can do all of this stuff online. And the other thing you can do too with Wells Fargo online is that you can also convert accounts. So I knew that you can change like a premier checking account that you opened for the bonus into a free everyday checking account. And you can do that online. But the new thing is you can also close them. So yeah, if you have just orphan Wells Fargo accounts laying around not doing anything, go in, close them. No one has to make a single phone call. No one has to talk to Wells Fargo ever again. Moving on to meal kits. It was another great month in meal kits thanks to Marley Spoon. So we got another Marley Spoon delivery in April. And I think the global Discord consensus on Marley Spoon is that Martha Stewart has completely won and conquered the meal kit market because nothing is as good that I've tried as Marley Spoon. It is really good. I'm not exaggerating. It has some of the best ingredients that I've ever come across. And it also has like the simplest recipes. It kind of shows how simple quality ingredients put together can make really delicious dishes. Whereas like HelloFresh is my second favorite, but like their recipes are like, let's zest this lemon and zest this lime, then combine it with harissa powder and all these various exotic spices. Now I'm realizing that's just a way to cover up the fact that the ingredients maybe aren't as good. You know, when you have really premium ingredients, you don't need to do all these like intricate little things. You can just put these things together and it just tastes amazing. And we've officially converted meal kits into a Martha Stewart fan club. So if you want to hang out on the Discord and post your Marley Spoon pictures, that is the primary purpose now of our private Discord, is just to share and upvote each other's Marley Spoon pictures. But I don't know what to say. It's really good. Minimal packaging too. A lot of people complain about like everything being wrapped in tiny little plastic packages. Marley Spoon gives it to you in just a cardboard tray, like what you would get at a farmer's market. Yeah, really good. Portions too, very generous. Some of these meals will feed four people instead of two. Their chicken pot pie, oh, highly recommend any of their pot pies. Probably the best pot pies I've ever had. Keeping in mind that I primarily have eaten Marie Callender pot pies, but these pot pies you make yourself, amazing. So I will stop the Marley Spoon fanatical raving here, other than to say that there is now a multi-use referral code. So prior to this, you had to have someone give you a referral code in order to get your first box for free. And each person can only generate like one referral code at a time. So it was actually like a commodity to get one of these referral codes. However, NSF over on the Discord discovered a multi-use code in his box that anyone can use. And so if you want to try Marley Spoon and you're not able to get someone to refer you directly, hop over to the live churn tracker on the website and I've got the code listed there. And if you want to try and maximize your first box a little bit more than what's standard, definitely recommend checking out the Martha Stewart channel in the private Discord. But in terms of tallying it for the April recap numbers, I'm going to count it at $100 because I really would have paid $100 for six of these Marley Spoon meals versus what I actually paid, which was, I think, $11 in shipping versus what it actually cost, which was $200. So right in the middle, $100 for our meal kits in April. Next up, we have cell phones. I haven't done the cell phone category in a little while. Usually it's around Black Friday. You get all the cell phone deals, but it came up again in April because I was looking for non-VOIP numbers. So non like Google Voice numbers, because some services care whether your number is like a real number or one of these VOIP voice over internet numbers. And they can tell, you know, like you can plug your number into a website. I forgot what the website is called. I'll link to it in the show notes if you're curious, but you can plug your number in and it'll tell you if it thinks it's a real number or one of these like internet numbers. And so I wanted some real numbers, and I found that Freedom Pop has an exclusive deal at Target only, where you can get a Freedom Pop SIM card. You pay $5 for the SIM card, but if you buy it at Target, you're able to activate a plan that is 100% free, and it gives you 100 minutes, 100 megabytes, and 100 texts each month. And that's completely free, other than the $5 you paid to buy that SIM card. And you can only get that offer from Target. So a pretty interesting, unique offer. And it's nice because it does give you actual minutes and data and texts each month for free. The downside is that Freedom Pop is without a doubt one of the shadiest mobile carriers I've ever come across in terms of like their general user interface and how they try and basically squeeze more money out of you, even though you're there for the free plan, because, you know, they don't make any money on the free plan. So they're really trying to just get you to pay them something. And one of the methods they use is that if you get close to using up either of the 100 texts, 100 minutes, or 100 megabytes, they'll auto bill you $8 to buy more. And they don't tell you what the threshold is. It isn't when you reach zero. It's some random arbitrary amount between 100 and zero where they'll bill you. And there's no way to turn off that auto billing. The only way to turn off that auto billing is to enroll in a service called like safety protection or something, and that costs you $5 a month to enroll in the service that turns off their auto billing. So there's no way around it other than, you know, probably safe to not use more than 50 texts, minutes, or megabytes each month. And the other annoying thing is they don't auto renew this free plan. You have to go in each month after it expires and say you want to enroll it again, because they don't want to keep you on that free plan forever. And they don't want more than one household having this free plan. If they see that you have like two free plans in the same household, you'll get shut down from both. I mean, all of the reviews on Target are like one star, hundreds of one star reviews. But I will say that's primarily from people trying to use this free plan as their like main phone number. Like, I would only use this, and the only reason I'm even recommending it is if you want a real phone number that you only use to receive like the random like two-factor text here and there, or to sign up for some service again, it's a great use case for that. Alternatively, if you don't mind paying a little bit of money, there's actually an option that gets you 1 year of service plus the phones for free. And so shout out to PDX Symbol on Discord for sharing this one, but it's an offer for two cell phones, like two flip phones, plus 1 year of service on both of those flip phones for $39.99, $40 total on eBay. And it's like listed as a sale, but I think it's just always going on because it's still active as of right now. I'll link to it. But you basically end up with essentially two burner phones with cell service for a year on each for $20 per phone. So that's an alternate way. There's also other options where if you don't mind having a VoIP number, you can get them extremely cheap or even free. A lot of different ways you can slice it. And if you're interested in going deeper on that, definitely check out the cell phones channel on Discord. There's a pretty healthy discussion around that. But in terms of counting up stuff for April, nothing to count on the cell phones front. But I did just want to share the pretty awesome, in my opinion, $5 Freedom Pop deal. Finally, there were a bunch of discounts and freebies in April, the big one being Pepper, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, Pepper being the discounted gift card marketplace. So you can buy gift cards at a 10% discount if you join using a referral code, and that 10% lasts for 15 days. When the 10% ends, it's only 5%. And it's such a good deal because 10% off of gift cards is already pretty amazing, because they sell gift cards like Amazon, Best Buy, and Home Depot, which 10% is as high as it gets discounts wise, but you can stack that with using a Business Gold, an Amex Business Gold card, because that gold card earns 4 points per dollar on the top two categories that you spend on each month. And Pepper is one of those eligible categories. And so if you stack the 4x on top of the 10%, that's a 14% discount at least on gift cards. And if you just open one of these Business Golds because you want to do the, you know, 10x dining offer, or you just like the sign up bonus, and you're earning a sign up bonus on top of that, It's just an insane amount of cash back. And it's why Pepper gift cards have sort of flooded the gift card resale market and brought down the resale prices, because there's so much like Pepper inventory out there. It's one of those things where it's going to end eventually, because the way they're able to offer this is 100% just through VC funding. And at some point, that VC funding is going to end. And when that ends, the 10% is probably going to go away, / Pepper may even shut down. So if it's something you've been thinking about doing, I would say get it while it lasts. You know, it's a pretty nice way to meet minimum spends, because they do accept Amex cards as a payment option for these gift cards. I was counting my Pepper referrals, and I think a lot of people are also pretty excited about Pepper. So I ended up getting 33 Pepper referrals. I think part of that is because you have to join using a referral in order to get that double cash back. If you just sign up yourself without a referral, you will not get the cash back. So ended up getting a whole bunch in April. Each referral pays out $20, so $660 in Pepper referrals. And the way Pepper credits those referrals is it enters your account as anywhere cash. And that anywhere cash can, again, only be used on gift cards. But I've also heard that the anywhere cash expires after a couple weeks. I don't know if that's even true, because I can't find anything in Pepper that says it, but someone on the Discord had mentioned that they lost their anywhere cash. So I've just been diligently cashing it out. I think I used a bunch at IKEA to buy like a mirror and stuff. I mean, Chipotle. Long story. But yeah, it's a pretty nice alternative to the more manual physical ways of going to like a Kroger to buy gift cards. If you're trying to, you know, generate spend that way. So being able to do it all from your couch, I think, is part of its popularity. But we'll see how long it lasts. A lot of these kinds of fintechy gift card apps tend to come and go pretty quickly once they run out of money. But if you're one of those people who haven't signed up for it yet, I do have my referral code on the website at thedailychurnpodcast.com. Really appreciate everyone who's used that code so far, because ended up getting $660 from it in April. Another pretty easy discount that I try and do every 6 months or so is the Target Red Card offer. I think it's called the Target Circle Card now. They've rebranded, but every 3 months or so, Target will launch a new offer where they give you $40 or $50 in free money, basically at Target, if you open one of their Target Red Cards. And the options are a Target Red Card credit card, a debit card, or a reloadable card. So obviously you don't want to open the credit card, but the debit card and reloadable are fair game, and you can churn those every 180 days. And I was just on the brink of eligibility, because I'd opened it back in, I think, October, and this one goes through May 4th. It's not official if it's May 4th, so if you're listening to this after May 4th, definitely worth checking the Target website just to see if that offer is still around. And if it's not, it's going to come back around in another few months anyway, so no big deal. But the nice part is that you can just close these cards and then reopen them every 180 days. So I was able to reopen another Target Red Card debit card. I have not had success churning the reloadable card. So the DOC comments, like, people have been able to churn the reloadable. For some reason, I've opened that reloadable just once and closed it, and I've never been able to open that again. And I've been trying like every 3 months for the last year or two. So worth a go though, especially if you haven't opened the reloadable before. Sadly, P2 hadn't reached the 180 days yet to open another debit card, and she is in the same boat as me with the reloadable, just never gets approved for them beyond that first one. So it was just the $50 for me for the one Target Red Card debit card. The other discount that I was kind of hunting for in April was how to get Starbucks gift cards for cheap, because both myself and P2, we really enjoy ordering the matcha lattes when we go out on a drive, you know, just go through drive-thru, get that and get a couple puppuccinos, like whipped cream cups for the dogs, and they love that too. And so we end up spending a decent amount at Starbucks. I'm like, how do I make this cheaper? And Starbucks does run holiday promos where they'll give you a $5 free if you buy $25 of gift cards, but it's usually capped at just one per account. So I've been trying to brainstorm ways to get it for cheaper, and it's hard, you know, because they don't really sell their gift cards at a discount. They don't sell in a lot of places. Like Pepper doesn't sell Starbucks gift cards, for example. And the best that I could come up with was Chase Offers. You can often get a 10% back at Starbucks, which is nice, but not amazing. There's other apps that will give you 5% at most off of your Starbucks gift card purchase. But the one stroke of genius that came to me was that I realized I now have two Business Gold Amex cards, and those cards come with a pretty useless credit every month of $20 at office supply stores or Grubhub. And Grubhub sadly does not deliver in my area, and office supply stores, I was like, I don't think I care about that. But you can buy gift cards at office supply stores, of course, duh. And Starbucks is one of the gift cards that they offer. And so I went on to Staples.com because Office Depot actually doesn't sell Starbucks gift cards, but Staples does sell Starbucks gift cards, and Starbucks gift cards have a $2 delivery fee on Staples.com. If you went in person, I think you can get like the $15 or $25 for just that price, but online, a $25 gift card is $27. But I still did it anyway because I hate leaving my house to go buy gift cards. That's not the case for everyone, of course. But in my case, I bought them online and got my $20 of credit. And I was able to do that twice because we have two Amex Golds. Now, I won't count this in the tally because the $20 credit really is just, you know, you're paying for that with the annual fee that you're paying, which is, I think they've raised it now to like $300 or $350, but it's still a pretty nice way of just getting some free gift cards each month instead of paying $50, or I guess in our case, $54, because we're paying shipping for those Starbucks, $50 of credit. We now only pay $14 because $40 of that was covered by the Amex Gold. And if Starbucks is not your thing, they sell other gift cards too. So worth checking out. Maybe it's Chipotle for you, or you want to use it up at Uber. You know, Uber gift cards are sold too. So yeah, pretty nice way to just try and cash out and redeem that $20 each month to try and cover some of the pretty ludicrous annual fee on that Amex Business Gold. There was also kind of an interesting piece of news that happened in April in the discounts and freebies world, which is that Ibotta, the app, IPO'd. They're now a public company. If you don't know what Ibotta was, I think I covered it a few recaps ago, but it was an app that I was playing around with where you essentially cut clip coupons in the app for things that you're going to buy in the store, whether that's at Walmart or Costco or elsewhere. You clip those coupons, and then when you're done shopping, you scan the receipt, and then you get the dollar value of those coupons deposited back into your account. So it's literally coupon cutting in app form. And I stopped using it because it's pretty tedious. It's only specific things, right, that are having these coupon deals. So you have to like scroll through a massive list of things. And often the brands that you usually buy don't have coupons, but other ones do. So it's really a lot of decision making and thinking and reviewing to see which ones you're going to clip and then changing your shopping habits in order to maximize those coupons, which I guess is what physical coupon cutting is as well. You know, you're really just buying whatever is on that coupon sheet. But what was surprising to me is they IPO'd, and they IPO'd for a lot of money. Like, they're worth billions of dollars now, and the stock has not tanked. It's stayed pretty steady. It hasn't really gone up that much or gone down. I think it's going trading at around $100 per share. And apparently Wall Street is pretty excited by this. And I was a little confused because I'm like, who really wants to coupon cut in app form? But I think their like revenues are like $33 million. So they're making a lot of money from this. And I was kind of digging around online. And I guess they also provide the back-end infrastructure for companies like Walmart, which has funded them heavily. They provide that rewards infrastructure for big retailers like Walmart. And I think maybe that's where they're getting a lot of it. Because on the consumer side, it's just not worth it for me to spend 30 minutes reviewing all these things, then buying a bunch of brands that I don't really want to buy anyway. Like, if I'm trying to save money on food, the more efficient way would just be to order a meal kit for free, and that's a week of food for $0 instead of me cutting like $20 worth of coupons on a $100 grocery order. So churners are not the demographic for this app, but it was interesting that I thought it was ludicrous they were going to IPO, and then I thought it was going to tank, and it has not at all. So maybe don't listen to my stock picking advice in general. The kinds of cashback services I do use are usually cashback portals for online stuff, which I think is a more advanced form of coupon cutting, maybe. But it's more lucrative. So I got $46 back from RetailMeNot in April. And if you're like, I didn't even know RetailMeNot has a cashback portal. Well, yeah, apparently everyone is making cashback portals. And the best way to figure out who is offering the most cashback is just to go onto cashbackmonitor.com, which I'll link to in the show notes. And it'll just show you the top cashback service for each retailer that you're trying to buy something at. And the new discovery that I made with Cashback Monitor. Cashback Monitor has email alerts so that you can have it send you an alert email when cashback reaches a certain threshold, and you can even filter by retailer as well as cashback portal. So in my case, like, I want to know when Dell is at 10% or 12%, or once a year it goes to 15%. I want to know when that happens, or I want to know when PetSmart goes to 20%, because PetSmart goes to 20% every couple months. Like, it reliably hits 20%. That's when you know, go buy all of your pet food. But Dell, I think, is applicable for a lot of people because of the Amex Business Platinum card that gives you that Dell credit. You may have other retailers that you want to know when it reaches a certain threshold, and you know in the past, hey, I know it can go higher, so let me know when that happens. I thought you just had to keep checking Cashback Monitor, because that's what I've been doing for the last few years. But you can set email alerts. I know, mind-blowing. So go set up an account, go do that. Finally, on the discounts and freebies front, I also got a free Shake Shack, because Shake Shack was offering free Chicken Shacks every Sunday in April with a $10 purchase. And whenever they do one of those things, my wife and I go, because we love Shake Shack, but it's also just very overpriced. So yeah, I got Shake Shack in April. I meant to do it twice, but just didn't get around to it with being sick and all. The Chicken Shacks, which is just the chicken version of a Shake Shack burger, they're pretty good. Like, their fried chicken is pretty good. It feels a little less oily and greasy than their regular burgers, which is a good thing, because I definitely feel like my blood vessels thicken after I eat a Shake Shack, less so with a Chicken Shack. I know, life hacks. So shout out to Capo Caco on Discord for sharing that deal. Definitely love these burger deals. So saved ourselves $8 in April, and tallying everything up in the discounts and freebies land, there was the $660 from Pepper Referrals, $50 from Target, $46 from RetailMeNot, and $8 from Shake Shack, for a total of $764 in discounts and freebies in April. All right, so tallying up everything in April, from credit cards, there was $1,500 from Chase and Capital One, plus 5,000 Hyatt points. Brokerages, $7,195 from the Robinhood match. Banks, $0. Meal kits, $100 from Marley. Cell phones, nothing there, but discounts and freebies, $764 from Pepper, Target, RetailMeNot, and Shake Shack, for a total of $9,559 plus 5,000 Hyatt points in April. So yeah, that's a pretty amazing month. Again, I think Robinhood, of course, carried the team there, but credit cards also going pretty heavy there, and pretty excited for all the new cards that I've opened, because those are going to pay off bonus-wise in the coming months. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for sticking around till the end for the final tally. As always, you can find everything we talked about on the live churn tracker and in the show notes at thedailychurnpodcast.com. You can also leave comments and ask me questions. I respond to those pretty quickly. There's also my referral links, a free newsletter you can join, and of course, the private paid Discord if you want to dive deeper into any of these topics. So definitely check some of that stuff out if you haven't yet. But otherwise, I'll catch you all next time. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. See ya.